Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we bring another episode of our program, The Perished Kings of the Past. In our last program, we spoke about Shaddad bin Ad, where a thought was firmly embedded into his heart, where he wanted to build a paradise on this earth. We covered that Shaddad, he became the king of the entire world. And we mentioned that in today's episode, we will cover that how Shaddad built his paradise in this world and what events took place when this paradise was being built and what happened at the end when Shaddad and his army were going to visit this very paradise of theirs. So inshallah, we'll try to cover all these aspects of Shaddad bin Ad in our today's episode. Before continuing any further, as usual, let's enlighten our hearts by listening to an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif, sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has stated, "The one who recites Durood upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes 10 good deeds in his book of deeds, erases 10 sins of his, and elevates 10 ranks of his." صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we were talking about Shaddad bin Ad and his paradise. How he started to construct his paradise, he started to build his paradise on the earth. Before we continue talking about Shaddad and his paradise, let us tell you another interesting fact regarding Shaddad. Shaddad was known with another name, which was Bakht Nasr. And remember, dear viewers of Madani channel, that there have been four kings in the history of the mankind who have been given the rule and the kingdom of the entire world. Two out of them were believers and two out of them were non-believers. Those that were believers were Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyiduna Dhulqarnain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And two who were non-believers were Namrud and Bakht Nasr. And this is the same Bakht Nasr who is also known as Shaddad bin Ad, whom we are talking about. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, Shaddad bin Ad has been given the rule, the kingship of the entire world. He has everything in his control. And now he wanted to construct a paradise in this dunya, on this earth. So, when this thought became firmly embedded in his heart, what did he do was that he called 100 treasurers of his, meaning finance advisors of his, and appointed 1,000 assistants to each and every one of them. And he said to them that go and search for the biggest and the best of the jungles on the earth. Then construct such a city on it that would be decorated with gold, silver, rubies, emeralds and pearls. It should have pillars of emeralds and palaces built on top of it. Then they should have best of the rooms with balconies. Such kind of fruit trees should be planted in the towns of the city beneath which lakes and streams flow. Because the paradise I heard and read about in the previous books is similar to it. And I want to make such paradise in this world. So these are the instructions that Shaddad bin Ad gives to his finance advisors and the assistants that he appointed to them. Now, upon listening to these instructions of Shaddad, his finance advisors, his treasurers, they said to him that the qualities you've mentioned for the city, where will we get so many rubies, emeralds, diamonds, jewels, gold and silver from to construct this kind of city? Upon this, Shaddad said that, do you not know that at this moment of time, I rule over the entire world? Now upon this, they said, indeed, undoubtedly, this is the case. Then Shaddad said, then spread across the whole world, collect emeralds, rubies, diamonds, jewels from the earth, seas, and wherever you find them, appoint one person over his nation who would gather all the treasures that are required. And the treasures, the amount of treasures that we require, this world possesses a lot more than that in quantity. Now, after saying this, Shaddad, he sent a message to the kings of the entire world that send the treasures of your country in my city, in my capital. Because all the kings of all the world, they were under the rule of Shaddad. So he could have done whatever he wanted. So he issued this command to all the kings. Now upon getting this command, kings of the entire world, they kept sending the treasure of their cities to the capital city of Shaddad for 10 years. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it took 10 years for the kings of the world to keep collecting the treasures from their countries and to keep sending them to the capital city of Shaddad. So for 10 years, the kings of the world kept collecting everything, all the treasures, and kept sending them into the capital of Shaddad. Now, this treasure that all these kings were sending to Shaddad included of gold, silver, ruby, emeralds, diamonds, jewels, and every type of adornment that you can think of. Now remember, this entire account of the commands that Shaddad was issuing, etc., they were being mentioned by Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, when this was mentioned to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that it took them 10 years to gather everything and send to Shaddad, and all these treasures, they included of gold, silver, rubies, emeralds, diamonds, everything, every type of adornment. Upon this, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, O Ka'b, how many kings were there in number? Then upon this, Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, there were 260 kings. 260 kings in total upon whom Shaddad bin Ad ruled over. When all the treasure was gathered, then the workers left for the hunt of such a place where the paradise of Shaddad could be built. So stage one was to gather all the jewels, all the treasures, so the paradise of Shaddad could be decorated with all those ornaments, all those adornments. Once all that was collected, now all the people, the appointed people of Shaddad, they left for the hunt of such a place where this paradise of Shaddad could be built. Now, after spending a great time in search, they reached such a desert that did not have any hills or mountains. That's where they realized and said to each other that this is the place regarding which we have been commanded. Now, upon this, the laborers and construction people started to gather there in big numbers. And now, the area that was required for building this paradise, that area was determined, and the boundaries for that area were established. Now, springs were dug, streets were made, holes were dug for streams and lakes. In their foundations, fragrant white stones were used. Thereafter, foundations were dug for buildings and pillars. In doing so, very precious and strong stones and gems were used. Now, emeralds, rubies, gold, silver, and other precious jewels were brought. Laborers, they started building the pillars. Builders started building palaces with gold and silver bricks. Lakes of milk and fragrant water were made to flow. This is how this city was built, this paradise of Shaddad was built. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala asked, O Ka'b, by Allah, I think that it would have taken him a long time to construct this city. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, do you know what was the reply of Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in terms of how long it took Shaddad to build this city? Bear in mind that for 10 years, they only collected all the ornaments, all the adornments, all the treasures, the gold, silver, emeralds, rubies, diamonds, etc. to construct this city. And now, how long did it take them to build this paradise? Then Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala replied, that yes, I read in Torah that this work was completed in 300 years. It took them 300 years to build this paradise. Upon this, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala asked him that how old was the accursed Shaddad? Because of course, when it took him 300 years just to build the paradise, then of course one would imagine that how long did Shaddad live for? Upon this, Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala replied that Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was 900 years old. He had a lifespan of 900 years. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala said, O Abu Ishaq, you told us a great and amazing information. Tell us more about it. Upon this, Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allah Almighty named the city as Irama Zat al-Imad. Its pillars were made of emeralds and rubies. There is no other city besides this city in the entire world that is built with rubies and emeralds. Allah Almighty states, Irama Zat al-Imad allati lam yukhlaq mithluha fil bilad. Translation from Kunz al-Iman, the people of Iram, i.e. the name of the city, who were exceptionally tall, that the likes of whom were never born in the cities. O Amir al-Mu'mineen, there's no other city like this. When Shaddad was told about the completion of its construction, then he said, go build a strong fortress around it and build 1,000 palaces around that fortress. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we can already imagine that what a great paradise he tried to build on the earth. How precious material was used in the construction of this paradise. 300 years were spent in constructing this paradise. And when this paradise was completed, then he ordered for a strong fortress to be built around this paradise. And there should be 1,000 palaces built around this fortress. And then Shaddad carried on saying that place 1,000 flags on every palace and engrave a special mark on every single flag. And what did he say? That who will these palaces be for? He said that these palaces will be for my ministers. As soon as this command was issued, the builders, they started working. They started to build those palaces and that fortress. After the completion of the work, when Shaddad was told about its completion, then out of his special ministers, he commanded 1,000 ministers to start preparing to go towards the paradise of mine. Everyone started to get prepared to go to the city of Iram. People, they lifted flags and signs. Then Shaddad ordered that my ministers and chosen designated individuals should get ready along with their women, slaves and maids to this paradise, to go towards this paradise. Then Shaddad ordered to give a lot of wealth and provisions to his ministers and other people. This was out of his arrogance. This was out of his arrogant joy that my paradise has been built. It has been constructed, and he was giving palaces and big rewards and wealth to his ministers. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, do you know how long people took just to get ready to go to this paradise of Shaddad? It is stated that people spend 10 years just to get ready, to get prepared to go to this paradise of Shaddad. And Shaddad, he appointed two people as the guardian of a city and openly allowed everyone to come with him. He allowed everyone to join him into going towards his paradise. Now, Shaddad left for his so-called paradise in the midst of his army with extreme arrogance. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, what happened was that as he was traveling towards this paradise of his, and when he was only one day and night away from his self-constructed paradise, then Allah Almighty inflicted punishment upon him. What was that punishment? It was that a loud scream was heard from the sky, and due to it, the accursed Shaddad died and perished along with his people without even getting a single glimpse of his self-made paradise. The entire army was destroyed and no one could enter this very city, this very paradise that Shaddad had built for himself on this earth. Now, until the day of judgment, no one will be able to enter it. O Amirul Mu'mineen, this is Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala. Now, continuing his speech, he says, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, this was the account of the city of Iram. However, one person during your reign, during your rule, will enter that city. He will witness all those things and mention them upon his return. But they will not be testified. No one will believe him. Now, listening to this, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Abu Ishaq, can you tell us some qualities of that person who will enter that city? Upon this, Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, yes, he will have a reddish and brownish complexion. He will be short-heighted. He will have blue eyes with a mole on his eyebrows. He will enter the desert in the search of his lost camel, and that city will be revealed upon him. Upon entering it, he will bring few things back from there. At that time, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Qilaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sat next to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked at him and said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, he is the one who has entered that city. Ask him what I have told you. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Abu Ishaq, he is amongst my servants and he is right next to me right now. Upon this, Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, either he has entered that city or soon he will. He is that very person. Because Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu knew the qualities and signs of that person who would enter or who would have entered that city. And those signs existed within Sayyidina Abdullah bin Qilaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned them to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Upon this, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Abu Ishaq, Allah Almighty has given you superiority over other scholars. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was a beautiful dialogue that took place between Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Qilaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought this astonishing news from the deserts of Aden, where he came across the city, the self-made paradise of Shaddad bin Ad. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was the story, the account of Shaddad bin Ad. We've heard that he was among those four kings who were given the kingdom of the entire world. We've seen, we've heard that how arrogant he was, how powerful he was, that it took him 300 years to build a so-called paradise on this earth. And what material did he use in building that paradise? All the ornaments, all the treasures of this world he used in building that paradise. The bricks were made of gold and silver. The foundations were dug with fragrant white stone. The lakes of fragrant water and milk were flown in that city. And all those kind of descriptions that existed in previously revealed books for paradise, Shaddad made sure that he establishes them, he builds them within this city, within this paradise of his. After spending 300 years in building this paradise, and before those 300 years, he took 10 years just to collect the material for building that paradise, then 300 years to construct that paradise, then another 10 years to get ready to go towards that paradise. After all this, what happened? Right at the brink of reaching the paradise, right at the brink of reaching his self-made paradise, when he was only one day and night away from entering his paradise, what happened? His last hour came. The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was inflicted upon him, and him along with his entire army perished. Due to the loud scream that came from the skies, Shaddad and his entire army died, and their names were even wiped away from the face of this earth, and Shaddad became one of the perished kings of the past. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, in our today's episode, we've completed our discussion regarding Shaddad. In our next episode, we will bring another new topic before you. We will talk about another perished king of the past before you. So make sure that you tune into our program, The Perished Kings of the Past, again, and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.